Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
So much for coming out. This is so exciting. Lovely to see your faces with our faces.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We've got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Oh no.
We've got Dana Wickens on the stick-ins.
Filling in for Scott tonight, one of our absolute favorite pianists in the world.
That's right.
We got No Chord Is Too Harsh, Zach Marsh. Yes.
Great job.
I got there.
Really good.
We got there.
By a round of applause, who has been brought here by a friend and maybe doesn't know exactly what's about to happen? Okay. Thank you for being brave, and thank you for trusting your friends.
And thank you, friends, for bringing more people to us.
To this, an improvised musical, which means that everything that we do and everything that the band plays has never been done before, will never be done again. And if that sounds scary, thank you. But it's going to be okay. And all we need to get started is just a word, and then Jess and I will talk, and then we'll launch into a musical. And that all you have to do is hang out.
That's it. So we'll take a word from anywhere.
Anyone.
What was that? What was this right here? Licorice. I like licorice. Well, I don't like licorice, actually.
You like the concept
of
licorice.
I like the word. I felt like that was great, and I appreciated the bold way it was spoken back to us. But I don't like licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. I like red vines, and you and I are both West Coast babies, so do you get down with Twizzlers?
Yeah, candy is candy to me.
Okay, whoa.
That's not
take.
A line in my life. That's not a line in the sand that I'm going to draw.
Okay.
There will be other fights that I have, but if I'm having like red vines and someone's like Twizzlers, I'm not going to engage in that energy.
Sure. You don't need to fight about something so trivial.
Do you feel strongly about Twizzlers?
No, I feel strongly about red vines, and I guess I feel passive about Twizzlers. Yeah, I guess we're the same. But
I
if
guess
someone
it, it
was
is,
like,
it is different to love something than it is to hate the other thing.
Can
that
we say
it.
That again, please,
it
for
is,
the people in
that's
the back?
Right.
It is different to love something than hate something.
It is different to love something than to hate the thing that opposes
the thing that you love.
Put it on a shirt in a weird font.
And we'll wear it.
We'll wear it.
My mom's in the audience. You may have seen her in Instagram comments at House of Dana Mom. And she invented a great thing that we got to do once a year when we went to a beach vacation, which is that you bite off the top of the red vine and you fill it with pixie stick.
Okay. So, it is in essence a pixie stick, but surrounded by a red vine.
Yeah, it's a lot like if you've had now the incredible product. They're called Sweet Tart Ropes. They're originally called Kazoozles. Okay, thank you. Thank you for my true heads.
Where are my Kazoozophones? I'm just naming them.
Do you have any snacks you associate with, like, a time, a place? You know, like, I only get cherry Coke at the movies.
Yes, I think I've told this, certainly on our podcast before, but my mom used to make popcorn and then, like, spray it with, like, canola oil, whatever, and then put nutritional yeast on it.
Yeah.
And if you have not done that, start living your life. Start today. It's not too late. But so, it is not a cool thing to say out loud. It's like, man, let me get that popcorn with nutritional yeast on top of it.
I think it's great.
The branding needs work for nutritional yeast.
We go now to a movie night in a suburban house.
You got snacks?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's just a very special night. Just a normal Friday Eve. Where we pick out a movie we've watched before. But when we watch it, we say need. Because we put it on the calendar, put it in a circle in red. So it would stay in our head.
Feeling right, with the couch cushion just the correct amount of tight, just amount of give. Movie night where we all can live.
Mom and Dad, I just got back from soccer practice and I'm still feeling real sweaty.
Okay.
Have we picked out the movie yet? I hope you don't pick something boring and heady.
Well, we were gonna watch Saving Private Ryan. But it seems like that's not the vibe you're into. But son, we're trying.
Come on, it's movie night.
Movie night. Movie night. The choice is so important.
Oh yeah. Movie night. Movie night.
What's that Seuss film with, like, Horton? What was it?
Horton's Here's a Who.
Should we watch that one?
Kyle, you used to love it. Yeah, I used to love it.
Just got back from my friend's house. I'll be here for 15 minutes.
Oh, good, we have Beth.
Before I go to another friend's house. So let's get this movie beginning.
Why not stay for a while? Why not take a seat?
Okay, fine.
Do you know what I'm busting out? Popcorn with nutritional yeast.
With nutritional yeast.
Yeah,
nutritional yeast.
You pick.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, if you're leaving for college, you should pick.
I'm not leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, but you have less time to do this.
Fine.
Than me, a sophomore.
I will pick a film for tonight. This movie is called The Frog Night. You guys seen The Frog Night?
The Frog Night?
Yeah.
Wait, Beth. K-N-I-G-H-T or N-I-G-H-T?
It's with a K. But also the whole film takes place in one 24-hour night.
Fun.
So I guess it could be both.
Not too many more.
Too many more.
Not too many. Rob, they're sitting by each other on the couch.
One more time.
Rob, our teenage children are sitting on the couch by each other.
Listen, I think that they're starting to feel that Beth is about to leave for college, which is something that you and I have been dealing with for a while, but it feels
18
like...
18 years. For 18 years, the clock started.
Yep. Got the big calendar on the wall. Days till Beth leaves to college.
Well, I like to make every moment count.
I feel like our son is just now realizing that.
Well,
so he's trying to make up for lost time, which is why they're getting along better, question mark?
I mean, he let her pick. He didn't even make us do the elaborate game.
I do like the elaborate game.
Kids!
Are you sure that you want to watch Frog Night? I mean, Frog Night's great.
It's great. We both love it. But are you sure... You don't want to play the elaborate game?
Oh my God, Mom, Dad, can we please not...
Do you want to play the elaborate game?
There's so many rules to the elaborate game.
Come on, kids, play the elaborate game.
Can you back me up here? Come on, kids, play the elaborate game.
I don't think I remember how to play. Oh,
don't play.
Rule one, in the elaborate game, we all pick five titles, but then we get to close our eyes and say, that vote, it's not vital.
We put those five titles, put those five titles on the tile, and then look at them for a while, and then don't show a smile, because if you smile, you remove one title from the pile.
Right. But if you frown, you double up that person's title.
Such an elaborate game.
Elaborate game.
Oh my God, I just picked the Frog Night. It's just fine. We don't have to play the elaborate game.
But what if we put it on the tile? Try not to smile. Don't smile, Beth. Don't smile, you might regret. Cause you really wanna watch this title yet.
Oh, fine, but all five titles of my five titles are going to be Frog Night.
Fine.
So I hope that that's alright.
Fine, and my R. Sandlot, Little Giants, Rookie of the Year, The Big Green, and Steel Magnolia.
Darling, what are you going to write down? Wait, we have to do this step of the elaborate game where we say our five movies.
Right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze. The Inspector Gadget, but the one with Matthew Broderick. Speaking of Matthew Broderick, also the Godzilla with Matthew Broderick. Speaking of Godzilla, Godzilla versus King Kong.
How many Ken Burns Baseball.
That's not. Of course, disqualified from the elaborate game for not picking a single film, but a series of HBO specials.
One of these days.
Yes, one of these days. Just tell me
days,
that you want
one of these
to watch
days, but not now. This is the elaborate game.
It's the elaborate game. Mix them all up. Put them in the hat.
Crisscross.
Real slow. Beep, beep, beep. 350 degrees. Just to get them toasted, but if one burns, that one's out. They're all good. Now it's not long enough for anything to burn.
Okay. And
Frog Night. It's the Frog Night.
But aren't you glad we played?
The
outcome is the same.
But for you and I,
news. The toads are invading from the marsh.
Ready the falconry. Ready the hare regiment. Ready the porcupine cavalry. The toads, you say, are invading from the marsh?
What?
You said the toads are invading.
The toads are invading from the marsh,
Well, as long
sire.
As it's just toads, we'll be fine.
Sire.
They don't have that one special knight with them, do they? The one who forsook his own kind.
The frog?
Similar to, but not, yes, the frog. That's what I was saying.
The frog knight who left us in the dark night?
The frog knight who left us in the dark of night, who defected from my centipede kingdom. Where I, a tiny bug, rule over many mammals much larger than me.
Yes.
Because my many hands can write many decrees simultaneously.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
Me, you, a gopher.
You, a gopher.
The no. hand to the king.
Hand to the king.
Of a frog kingdom led by a centipede? No, just a marsh kingdom.
Well, it was his kingdom until I took it. And he seeks revenge. He seeks the throne which rightfully, he says, belongs to him.
Okay, yes. I'm still on his side. Oh, no, your side, sir. Yes, sir,
it's
very
funny
good,
that
sir.
You say that. I have heard tell that there is a defector in my midst, which is crazy.
Not
because
a gopher, sir. It's probably a mole.
That's crazy. Yes, that's what I was thinking, which is why I had all of the moles killed. And yet still my secrets somehow start to sneak out. It's a good thing that I can trust you, Gophernand. Gophernand, hand of the king.
Of course, sir.
For I have a terrible dark secret that I must unload to someone, else it become the weakness of the kingdom. But we're like friends, right?
Well, sir, there's an inherent power dynamic that will always keep us at arm's length. Your many arms, tiny length, but many arms length. And I suppose the whole of you is a centimeter. Right? Aren't you so named that you're about a centimeter? I guess you can grow in many meters length.
I guess when someone asks, are we friends?
Oh.
That's not the answer they want to get.
I'm sorry. Sir.
You could have just said yes.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, I could have said yes.
No, it's okay. It's a working relationship. You're right.
No,
there's a power dynamic. On the other hand, in my head, I'm like, Gophernand's so much bigger than I am.
Yes, I could squash you.
Right. And you have it, which must mean you think I'm a good kingdom leader guy. King, that's the word for that.
Your Highness, of course. I just always aim to speak honestly with you. That is what you want the hand of the king to do.
Yes.
Are we friends? As close as we could be, which is to say, kind of.
Okay. Again, doesn't
I know,
feel great.
And I could soften it for you, sir, but then would you trust me?
Probably. But.
Okay.
But.
I guess I didn't realize.
But you're right. Maybe I'm just too gullible. Maybe the reason that secrets of my kingdom keep leaking out is because the person doing it is someone close to me, and I just don't realize it no matter what.
But I feel that we are zooming past. You said you had a secret?
Oh, yes. Let me unload it to you for your ears and your ears only. You know how we have a big castle?
Mm-hmm.
You know how we're so very many rooms?
Uh-huh.
And you know how when the enemy fires cannons, I get scared from the very many booms?
Yes.
Well, I did a thing that I thought would help.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm thinking that that thing was wrong.
Right.
You see, I built a secret passage, then another secret passage, and all of them are very, very long. So now there's like 20 ways to get into the castle from the outside. They all sort of just go through and through the walls and directly to the throne.
Directly to the throne.
Yes, there's one there and there, and all of them connect to the outside. And the cannons and the swords and the guards. Did I say the guards?
You did.
So, hypothetically, if someone want to break into the castle,
the castle,
there'd be like 20 or so ways to do it with no resistance at all. There's one that I kind of covered up with a bush, but then it was like a brand new bush. I was picturing the bush when it was full grown, but for now, the bush is very small. There's like 20 or so ways to get into the castle.
So many ways
to take my life.
To take your life.
So I was thinking, and you tell me if you think this is wrong about the castle.
About the castle.
We should build a couple more secret entrances tonight.
Yeah. Perhaps they connect tunnel to tunnel.
Oh, so like all of them are just one tunnel.
So 20 tunnels could then become one.
Like more of a hallway.
Right, more like a highway system underground where you sit. But I'm just kind of brainstorming here if you like it.
That reminds me, I did something else with all the outside entrances.
More bushes?
No, I did a couple bushes, and then also I did like 7 vines.
Okay.
But I was worried that I would not remember where I put all of the entrances.
Okay.
So in the middle of the road, I made a couple very big clear signs. And that is my dark and terrible secret, you see.
Oh, sire, it's safe with me, I assure you.
Pause. Sorry, big pause. I feel like I should have given you guys a preface for this about the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Because usually when we watch movies, we watch like AAA movies and not this, which you all have now realized is a student film. But here's the thing. And here's the reason I wanted you to see it.
Okay.
Do you remember 3 weeks ago when I went to Trina's party?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to be gone for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
And I wanted so very badly to bother you. Yes, we remember, sweetheart.
Well, I wasn't at Trina's party.
Waiting to see if I should be mad?
I was filming a short film.
Waiting to see if I should be mad.
That's the end of the information. What do you mean? I was filming a short film, so it wasn't actually a cool party with drinking and dancing. It was actually a film set with crafty and no dancing.
And, sweetheart, were you directing this film?
No, I'm in the film.
Is this what we're watching?
Yes, this is that film.
So
I show up in it, but later.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's so exciting.
And in a way, I guess this is a way of me telling you that maybe I don't want to go to college for chemistry. Maybe I want to go to college for independent filmmaking. Not AAA filmmaking. Yeah. I want to go to college for independent filmmaking.
I'm not sure it works the same as baseball.
How does baseball work?
Well, I don't know that... I've never heard the term AAA applied to films. Maybe that's me.
Mm.
Your mother, a buyer for Trader Joe's.
Sure. And you have been knocking it out of the park.
Thank you.
Those new things that are Fritos, but are definitely not Fritos because
right.
of fucking choice.
How about this? Yeah. Artichoke hearts in a packet? Okay.
Okay now. Okay. Is it party o'clock? Ding, ding.
Sweetheart.
I, of course, do know what AAA means as a kindergarten teacher who teaches the alphabet all the time. Just means big budget, like a video game, right? Yeah, big budget, like a video game. I guess it's really mostly a term for video games.
That's great.
Now that I say it out loud. But I want to make films, and I guess I was sort of hoping that if you saw this film and you liked it, then you wouldn't be totally mad.
Well, I liked how many times they explained how many tunnels there were. Because sometimes in movies, when there's one tunnel, I think, did I miss it or was there a tunnel?
Yeah.
And this movie very clearly told me there are many tunnels. And I think that gopher is a mole.
You're not wrong, Mom.
Okay.
And the film does a lot of exposition, but that's just because when you do an independent film, no one can make you make cuts. So it can be as long as you want it to be.
Yeah, this short film is 3 hours?
God! Tyler, it's as long as it needed to be to tell the story.
Okay, I'm just saying. Beth, lean in. It's a feature.
Yeah, it's not, I guess it's not a short film.
Yeah.
It's a feature.
Jeez. Sometimes I try to compliment you and you don't hear
it. I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm just so, like, the tone you use, I have a gut, like.
What?
See? It's
what
that.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's just like anything you say, I'm immediately like, this is a fight, whether or not the content of it is a fight or
are
not.
Are you kidding me? Does everybody here feel this way?
You're a little
no, it's
terse.
Just, it's sometimes.
Listen, my baby boy.
Sweet baby boy.
You have strong opinions, and I don't want to be in the business of telling people how to use their voice. However, you scream at people.
What? I just want to make sure everyone can hear me. I just like... Just, like, want to make sure that you get what I'm saying,
yes,
even.
Yes, it's just that you have a general flavor of disdain. When
no, I don't even. I was the one who sent on the family chat, look at the sun today, it's pretty. I say nice things.
You do. You say lots of nice. Just.
I say lots of nice things. Can't believe what you're saying. Can't believe this mirror you're showing. Can't believe I've lived 15 years without even knowing. Have I come off this way this whole time? Is this new? Am I falling in line? Have you not been able to read between when I say that's good, it's fine? I say nice things all the time. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I say nice all things the time. All the time.
You
I
say. It's like more a matter of how.
Okay.
Like even that okay was loaded like super wow.
How?
Your arm is literally in the look. You're doing kind of fine. Just say, how are you today?
How are you today? How are you today? How are you today?
That's good.
Nice things.
You do kind of say nice things.
All the time.
Thinking back, you say them all the time. It's just
all the
way
time.
That you say them is like kind of a whine.
I say
okay.
Nice things all the time. And if you don't hear it that way, well, maybe the problem's not mine. Open up your ears, I say nice things.
I assumed it was Mom.
It wasn't Mom.
It wasn't Mom.
It wasn't Mom. It was me, the teen boy, all along. 'Cause I don't just say them, no, I walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Oh yeah. I also all the time. 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 Oh, oh, whoa.
Tyler, come back in from the yard. Tyler, come back in the house.
I hate these French doors.
Sorry, yeah, no, I locked. It locks automatically.
Pull up. Okay.
Tyler, we owe you an apology.
No, that's good feedback. Like, no, obviously, are, no, I'm saying, are, I obviously want to be taken the way that you think I'm saying
I understand
it.
That, but we shouldn't police your tone. So you do nice things and say nice things, and we're sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, remember who preheated the oven for the morning buns on Christmas morning?
It's November. That would be almost a full calendar year.
No, I'm saying, do you remember
ago.
Who did it?
I'm assuming by context you did it.
It was me.
Okay, that's great. Listen, I am sorry.
It's okay, thank
You're
you.
You're trying to do nice things.
It's okay,
Would
thank you.
Would you like to watch your movie instead?
Steel Magnolias? I don't know.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen Steel Magnolias in a very long time. Some would say ever. So I would love, if you want, to put on that film and see what happens.
Well...
And I guess I will just deal with the fact that we will not make it to my acting
debut. No, Beth, no. Beth, how about we...
Why don't we fast forward to the part where I am at?
Of Frog Night?
Yeah, I would say we'd miss a lot, but to be totally honest, the scene we were watching goes on for a full another 30 minutes.
Okay.
There's not a lot of money in the budget, so it's mostly one location. And it's night to hide the fact that we didn't have access to lights.
Cool. Do you want to give us any like context of who you're going to be?
I think it will be pretty clear.
Okay.
Here's the thing. My character's name, because they let me choose it, is Beth.
That's cool. It's probably helped you be a little more truthful.
What?
Nothing. Redvine?
Yeah.
Twizzler?
Wait, are these the fully loaded? Oh. Wait, which one's that?
This is a Twizzler.
Uh-uh. Pixie stick me, baby.
It makes a good sound.
Yeah.
This is the best day since our wedding.
I was going to say the same thing. And our wedding was fucking
great.
It's just so nice to see them getting along on their own terms and not because we've, like, made a group Halloween costume that requires them to be friends.
Yeah.
I won't elaborate. You can think of many costumes in which two people would be friends. Like when we made them Bill and Ted. We were like, you can't fight because Bill and Ted are friends.
Right. The year we tried to go as the Berenstain Bears, but then we thought it was the Berenstain Bears and we couldn't leave the house.
That's right.
That year we got stuck in a Mandela effect. Mm. I still don't know which one it is.
Berenstain or Berenstain?
Yeah.
I think it's Stain.
No.
Darling, what's the matter?
No.
Did you have money riding on it or something?
No, it's just every time it's not the one I think it is, I think, oof, got me again, Mandela. Oof. Oof. Oh, the movie's starting again. Beth. The road ahead of me is dark.
Yes, Frog Knight. All the roads are dark, for it is night, and you are a frog.
But if you'll ride with me, so we can take back the marsh from the evil centipede.
Of course I will ride with you, for I am Beth, the wind, and I blow onward. Any champion who wishes to do justice in this or any other kingdom.
Great wind.
Beth.
I lay my...
Beth.
I know. Okay.
Can we take that again? Great wind.
Oh, great wind.
I just said my own line. Can we take that again? Listen, honestly, I thought they would cut these parts out. I don't know. In this or any other kingdom.
Great wind. Oh, sorry.
Bad.
I know. I'm going to make it work.
Okay. In this or any other kingdom.
Great wind. Also known as Beth. I lay my sword at your feet and ask only that you give us your favor if you should seem it right.
My favor will be granted upon this blade. And lo, if you follow the direction that it points, you will be led to one of multiple entrances into the castle.
Yes.
I will
mine
guide
eyes
you.
Divine a sign? And a vine, and follow a small bush.
Follow the vine, and the sign. remember as you ride towards the castle, towards your kingdom. Never falter, never fear. The wind is right behind you, and the wind's name is Beth. The wind has a name. Spread it far. Go in to assassinate the king. He's small and you're big, so honestly it should be pretty easy doing.
And you'll stay with me?
No.
Oh.
I cannot go inside walls.
Oh.
Unless there are windows, then I can go inside, because I am the wind and the wind is named Beth. Beth is there when you get the feeling of wind in your hair. Go onward without me. You may never see me again. But now that we have met each other, you and the wind will always be friends. Will you sign my yearbook?
Now?
Now.
Thought we were gonna hang
keep
out
rolling.
After.
Yeah, no, but I just don't know.
I thought we were gonna go to
keep
Jenny's
will
uncle's lake house.
Yearbook?
We're gonna all celebrate the movie. Were you not
no,
going
no,
to
I'm gonna go, but in case like you flake, it would be.
Sure.
You go. You definitely gonna go.
I was definitely gonna
oh,
go.
You don't need to sign it now, then. Okay.
The wind is my friend.
You do. Okay, so you do know my name, though, in real life. Do you know my name?
It's both your name as the wind and your name in
cool,
real life.
Jackson. Cool. It's cool that you know that.
Yeah.
It's so fun that we're doing a movie together.
Yeah.
My name is Ben. Hard cuts to black.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jackson Montgomery's in this?
Oh, is he? I didn't notice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But for the record, he did go to that party after, and he did sign my yearbook, and we're kind of a thing now. And by thing, I mean we have signed each other's yearbooks.
What did he sign?
What?
Something standard or like...
I've honestly been too nervous to read it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah. Well, what if you wrote something... What if you wrote like, it's been chill, never see you again.
Classic Jackson.
You see, it's the kind of thing he would do, and I just got too scared. So it was enough for me to know that he signed it, and I put it away, and that's fine. We're living within manageable expectations.
Can I read it for you?
Yes. Now, yeah, that's good, because then if he says something totally whack, you just don't tell me that.
Right.
You tell me something. You, I need you to be not like the gopher. I need you not to tell it like it is if
right.
it's whack. If it's good, then you can tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Uh-huh. Do you understand you? Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Hang on, I'm worried about my face, so I'm just gonna go into the kitchen. Don't worry.
What do you mean you're worried about your face?
I'm worried I won't be able to hide it on my face.
Oh.
So just give me a second.
You know, it's better if I hear it from you, even if it's bad. You can just tell me what it is.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Not this. Not this one. You had several teachers sign it?
Well, yeah, they're the most important person in the school.
I know, I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about teachers, they're all fucking terrified of all of us.
You tell me that if I asked them, they'd sign mine?
Yeah, in, like, a heartbeat. They want nothing more than, like, meaningful interaction with their student body.
Hey, I haven't even read it yet, but good sign. He wrote, starting in a corner.
And
he went down several lines.
Okay.
I've always liked that placement.
Yeah.
It's classic and so neat. Like, I'm just gonna take this triangle, but I'm gonna make it so complete.
I hope he has a lot to say, and that it's nice. But even if it's not, I hope he has a lot to say.
In a brief way, I hope it's a nice way for him to say, rather than taking a whole page saying the same things.
Okay.
What? He opened with sup.
That's okay, that's his classic opener.
Yeah.
He's always like, sup.
Yeah, I agree, it doesn't say anything either way.
I mean, I wouldn't say sup in a yearbook entry, but whatever.
Sup, Beth, so sick how we were in that movie that weekend. And I'm so glad you made it to the lake.
Yeah, no, that's good. He remembers that I was there and that he was there.
And in two places.
Yeah.
Two different places where you were both there.
He's got something nice to say. Hope he has more things nice to say.
Nice to say, just because I haven't seen it yet.
It would be wild if he made sort of an act two left turn. That to being a jerk. But then again, who knows?
You were kind of whack as the wind.
Well, that's just
JK.
True. Oh. What a roller coaster.
My heart is racing.
Me too. Although to be fair, I put a lot of Beth in there. So saying the wind is whack is
Stop,
fair.
Beth, it was so cool when we were in that movie last weekend.
You're
so glad you
it
made it
the
to
top.
The lake. You were kind of whack as the wind, JK. So sad you're a senior and I am a junior. Are
Wait,
you
what?
Going away?
He's a junior.
Yeah, I thought you knew that.
No. Why does this change the way I feel? I know it shouldn't, but it does. This is weird. Life is as life does. Keep breathing. A junior. Which means he's what? 16?
Or 17.
I guess
17.
He could be 17. But I hope he was held back and 17. Keep breathing.
If you're going away, then why don't we make this the best summer ever? If you're going away,
if you're going away, why don't we make this the best summer ever?
If you're going away,
he wrote this weeks ago.
If you're going away,
summer is almost over. I should have opened it before.
If you're going away.
Because I am going away. What do I do now? I'm not sure.
Did they just open up? Did they just open up to each other?
There was a lot of, I would say, listening and also sharing. I feel like they've forgotten that we're here, and
yes.
I'm okay with
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, I am okay with it.
Because they're just like doing their, I almost want to be like, go, do you have movie
Let's
night?
Let's us Bond go, we'll silly. Watch we'll a different around. Movie
We'll watch
upstairs.
A different movie upstairs.
We'll watch Ken Burns.
Again, darling.
Sweetheart,
not a,
can we please watch Ken Burns?
Yes, we
Civil
can watch
War
it as long as you are.
Or
any
baseball.
Of them are fine. I just need you to agree to the fact that it's not a movie. I'll get it.
It opens this way.
No, it opens this way. I'm sure of it. Sorry, it does open this way.
Hey. Sorry.
Funny joke I did about the door just now, Jackson.
Hey, you just never wrote back to my yearbook.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you followed my address, which I wrote in yours.
Well, I waited for 10 weeks, well, but here we only have one left.
I know. Can I be totally honest? I didn't open yours until seconds ago.
Why?
I was so worried about what you... Oh, this is my brother, Tyler.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Sup?
I was honestly so worried about what you were going to say that I was just like, better to not read it. You're cool. Just be, yeah, you're fine.
Sup, man? It's just, I got confirmation from the sound person on the movie. Trista? Right.
Yeah.
That you were going away, because I posed it as if you're going away.
Yeah, so
I found out you are going away to Chem Film School.
Yeah, I thought you were too.
I'm a junior.
I do know that now. And that's so cool. You are?
17.
Okay. Listen, this is on me. I was just so worried. I was worried I was like, too whack as the wind, JK.
JK.
But also kind of not JK, because like I was very nervous. That was my first movie. I didn't know if I'd acted just like totally crazy. I was worried that you had wrote maybe, hey, Jackson here, never talk to me again. Okay, bye, sup.
I know I was like really in character as the knight, but like I would never do that. Like, I know maybe you didn't get to know Jackson because I was so locked in as the knight.
He's a lot, yeah.
I was, like, so living as the knight.
Yeah.
The frog knight. That maybe you thought that you didn't get to know me, but I just wanted to say, because there's only 1 week left of summer, if you wanted it to be the best week of summer.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, what were you...
Then I would still do that.
Okay. Yeah. 1 week is... time. 1 week, 7 days.
Right.
Each of those days has 24 hours. I'm amazed. There's so much we could do in that time. Don't want to speak out of turn, but a week is not just a week. A week is a whole week.
A week made a moment.
Honestly, now you should leave. But Tyler, thank you for all that you've done. I'll pay you back, best believe. 1 week, the hottest week that anyone's ever seen. A week that's so hot it will go down in history as the hottest week for teens. That's 1 week.
1 week.
We can go to the beach. Just my character's name.
I know.
And I knew when you were out there as a frog that I feel the same. 'Cause I know that I do not know that frog, but I do know the man. And when I was pushing you gently from behind, I was thinking about holding your hand.
Tyler, what are you doing down here by yourself? Fast-forwarding through Steel Magnolias?
Ah, you missed all my favorite parts at the beginning of Steel Magnolias. But that's okay, I'm sure you can recap us real quick on what Steel Magnolias is about.
There's a tiny group of women and their action all centers around. Drink the juice, Shelby. That's in the first part. Because
okay.
Shelby got married and she had kids. Even though Sally Field was like, don't do this. And sorry, back earlier they make a groom's cake. And it's an armadillo, make no mistake. And when you cut through the cake, it's red velvet inside.
God, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I caught up now.
That's the beginning.
Okay. Really good.
Yeah, really good. I mean, it's a very...
I remembered it. It all came back to me as you were saying.
It's a really sad movie.
Yeah. Tyler, you want to watch? That's what you want to watch.
Well, I was watching it when I was by myself, but...
Yeah, where'd your sister go? I heard her shout something and then a door slammed.
She went out with Jackson Montgomery,
oh.
The Frog Knight.
That's who that was. Well, good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay? I know that sometimes when siblings leave, it may be hard to admit it, but maybe you're feeling a little worried about
her. What? What, like I'm sad? Like I put movie night on the calendar? Like I wrote on the calendar, best last week, let's make it the best, meaning me, not some new frog night? What, like me reached out before the time slipped through the hourglass? Me, I did that, who's always doing nice things? And if that came crumbling down in a moment so quickly, like she really was the wind blowing through our lives this whole time and you could never catch a wave upon a shore? What, like that? Like I'll spend the next 2 years resenting her when she comes home for holidays because suddenly she has time for me even though she wouldn't text me back, even though I sent her a good meme? What? Like?
Yeah. It's
no,
okay.
It's fine.
Just... You can be sad. It's okay to be sad.
No, also, she should go off with Jackson.
No, she's going to be back.
When?
I don't know, but she's your sister. She's not just... You know, she still lives here. On summers, she'll come back. And eventually, she'll move away. And later, we'll deal with that.
But Jesus. Yeah, no, it's good. You should be honest with me, Dad, but just it really is really sad, actually.
No, hold on, though. Look, so. The college is local. She's not living in a dorm.
Oh, yeah.
She's going away, but honestly, she'll be right next door.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
And if she does...
I'll want to do it, too, in 2 years... And then that'll be weird if I, like, got mad at someone for doing the thing that I'm doing, for thing that they do before me, that every single person before me has implored me to explore, and sure, I want to. Maybe it's different because now I get to just watch, but then later it will come back to me, so I can't really be mad, can I? Can I be?
You can I be mad? Is a transient thing. We can't cage every bird. We must let them fly and sing. I know you'll miss your sister, but family is for life. She will be with you even when she's not with you, 'cause she's off being someone's wife.
Right.
I know any minute she'll walk through that door. I'm 100% sure.
This is like the best talk you've had with your dad. Mom! I'm sorry. I sort of forgot you were there. No, Mom! It's okay, later.
God, I can't.
Dad?
What?
Beth?
You, no. Yeah.
Sorry, Dad, I thought I was looking up here.
Yeah, no.
You came back.
Yeah.
Did you forget, like, your phone?
Honestly, yes, but that's not why I'm back. I decided to come home. This is movie night. You wrote it on the calendar. If you think I didn't notice, then that's absurd. And I'm sorry if I don't tell you. I appreciate what you do, but you're my little brother, so part of me is always going ew.
Right.
But I love you.
And back at you, half the time ew, sometimes I love you.
That's the way it should be. Sometimes ew, and I love you, and you and me. All right, are we watching Steel Magnolias as a family?
No, you don't want to watch
this. Fucking bummer.
No, it's honestly already been really heavy in here. I actually think I'd love to, like, watch another scene of Frog Night more.
Are you sure? There is a post-credit scene, I guess. We watched it roll to black.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lot of characters that you fast-forwarded through.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. I'd like that.
Great. How dare you get away from me, bird?
Never to pass the bird, you must say the secret word.
Think back
to your oh, in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it.
Okay. I said tunnel. Yes.
We are the moles back from the dead.
Oh, zombie moles.
You must avenge us.
I will.
For it was not us who deceived the king.
Yes, it wasn't you, was it?
No, it was not. Drama club.
Sorry, moles. It was that gopher. But actually, the gopher helped me the frog night. So I like the gopher, right? Is that right?
So you're definitely coming to the party later?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to go?
Are you rolling?
I was going to go.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, wait, guys, wouldn't this be funny? Wait, come here. Everybody, like the frogs and the birds and all of us in the centipede.
Yeah, let's get it for
let's
after.
Let's get everybody in here.
Jason, we're getting one for after.
Getting everyone in here.
Jason.
Get in here.
I'm the sound guy.
Get
you
in here. Get in here. Okay, wait,
if
wait,
I'm
wait,
in
wait,
here,
wait,
you
wait,
won't just, get the no, sound.
How just do get in here. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Just one more time.
Just all going to eat shawarma.
Oh my god.
No, just do it, just do it.
So...
Did you find the shawarma place?
I did. I only saw Avengers one time. I don't know how this
You're
scene
doing
goes.
Great. They just eat shawarma.
Do they say anything cool?
No, no.
I go, okay. Fuck you, aliens.
That was amazing.
I was honestly came out much better than I thought it. You liked it?
I loved it.
You think I could like be an actor?
I don't know. But that?
Wait, hold on.
I liked that.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I don't know.
It's my first movie. You have to picture me with room to grow.
That's why I don't know.
Just say yes.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for watching with me.
Thanks for watching with me.
So, like, do you want to hang or something? What do you want to do? Like,
I think I might actually go play video games.
Oh, sick.
But I'll see you at breakfast.
Yeah. Like, what are you playing?
Elden
Ring.
Never
mind, I don't care. That's a good one. Yeah, great.
It's really hard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Punishing.
Yeah. It's a FromSoft game.
That's Would you say it's AAA?
Definitely AAA.
1, 2, 3 A's.
Your sister is not outside. I don't know. Oh, she's back. I have been running around
good.
The neighborhood
it was
screaming.
It was good.
When did she come
it
back?
It was good. Well, she came through the front door, dear.
I gotta stop leaving through the roof. I just feel that all great adventures start on the roof, you know? Someone's up on a roof and you think, that's a person about to go on an adventure.
I know.
So what have you been up to?
Watching.
Just from here?
Yeah,
the
really.
The whole time?
Yeah, well, besides when we went up and I tried to put on Ken Burns and then you came back down, we talked to Tyler, and then you went out shouting for bed.
Right, yes. And she was here, and she's fine.
They were here. They're both, hello, kids.
Hi. Are you going to play Mystic Ring?
Nice try. Well, just Listen, another regular old Friday night, huh?
Yeah, I guess it was. And, oh my gosh. We haven't eaten any popcorn with nutritional yeast yet.
Oh, yeah.
We made it so long ago.
Oh my gosh, I kicked the bowl under the table.
It's definitely cold by now. We need to make more.
Mom, would you make another bowl? Mom, please, would you make another bowl?
Why are you talking like that? Just ask. Mom, sweetheart, will you make another bowl of nutritional
yeast? Mom, would you make another bowl?
What is
happening? Mom hates it when we waste. Mom.
Oh, right. Mom, it's not waste. We'll put it in the compost. And then birds can run on it or whatever compost is. Compost, and the birds can go...
Okay. I'll make another bowl.
Yay! Just me? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll make another bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll make another
right.
bowl. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
You'll make another bowl.
I'll make another right. bowl. Okay. And I'll sprinkle it with yeast. Because what would this movie night be without nutritional yeast?
That's right. You are the bowl that holds us together. I'm the popcorn. You are the canola oil that's sprayed on when it's super warm.
And that means, Tyler, you get to be the yeast. Our fiery, passionate little beast who doesn't says nice
to blame. But since you already watched yours and mine, we gotta play the intricate game.
The elaborate game by
the
any
elaborate
other
game,
name
that's right.
still smell as sweet.
Sorry, I'm...
But if I'm really gonna be a good son, really be nutritional yeast, Mom, it can be Ken Burns if you want to.
We can watch the whole Ken Burns tonight. We can watch baseball, Civil War, Vietnam,
and jazz. Okay,
all right.
Okay, all right.
It's movie night.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. It's movie night. And the whole Ken Burns oeuvre is gonna take us multiple nights.
Okay, all right. Y'all.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'm having a nonverbal conversation with Zach, which is that was a little longer than I thought.
Okay, all right.
But which means we the do next section needs to be a little shorter than we thought. Okay, all right. So we're about to transport you. We're about to transport you all. You all just saw us improvise that musical, but what you actually saw in this version we're all going to imagine together is a fully realized production. You saw every part played by different actors. You saw full sets. You saw full costumes, sound design, animal wrangling. And so we're going to do something that they typically do when they're workshopping new, soon-to-be Broadway musicals.
Clearly.
which is a talk back. So
if anyone who was at the production just now, which was all of you, has a question for anyone in the cast or creative team, all you need to do is come up to this microphone and say it. We have time for
just a few.
So I'd say the people in line right now, great, that's it.
That's great.
All right.
Amazing. Okay, so let's welcome out of the stage our entire cast and crew.
Yeah, give them a hand.
The writers, the directors, the producers, the actors.
Actors and the producers.
All right,
What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Max. I think I have a question for the animal wrangler specifically. I want to know your methods and your teachings, how you got those many species to cooperate so well and meld together and really bring that whole marsh experience to life.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Listen, it is not often that I get asked to work on a student film. And even rarer that a student film has a budget for actual animals. And even rarer that a student film has a budget for actual animals and then the budget to do post to make those animals talk. But the way to get animals to cooperate is through fear. What you saw was the animals in front of the camera.
All right,
what you didn't see was the much scarier animals off of camera.
It was all animal-based fear.
Yes. What they didn't see was the lion saying, "Gophers behave." What you didn't see was the polar bear saying, "Gophers behave."
Yeah, Gunter brought a lot of animals to set, and we only used 10%.
But I'm going to bring the dangerous ones, whether they are in the script or not. Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and who's your question?
Hi, my name is Jose. I had a question for the producers. I was wondering how much big nutritional yeast played the part for producing this whole production here.
Oh, yeah, great. Brand integration, I believe, is what you're asking us to discuss. Honestly, this is a rare instance where we came to them. We really do believe in nutritional yeast on the production of Movie Night. We believe that it's the future of popcorn. It's the future of salads. It's the future of nut-free light topping. And so this was honestly, like, I couldn't have picked a better partner. They basically wrote us back saying, sure.
No, they said, and I quote, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
And we said, yes.
Yeah. You know, all productions come from a spark, and for us, it was nutritional yeast. Mm.
Thank you so much for your question. Hi, what's your name? Who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Sean. My question is for the set designer. And my question is about how this seemed like a pretty one-location, normal family comedy drama set in present day, but the set actually was very reminiscent of the 80s drag scene. And I was wondering what was the choice behind that and artistic vision, like what was that about?
Thank you so much for, I'm so glad you picked up on that.
I am so glad you picked up on that. Honestly, we thought it was too subtle.
We were like, we need to up the drag vibes here.
I'm so pleased that came through. When we were making our early drawings, we thought, well, here's honestly, we loved that the parents are sort of just witnessing their children come together, but we needed to know more about them in a quick way. And we thought, how'd they decorate their home? Drag. And it just was a way for us to get to know Rob and unnamed mother.
Which is intentional, so that as you're watching it, you're like, that's my mother. And I know that because they haven't said a name that isn't my mother's name.
She doesn't have a name that isn't
mom. She doesn't have not my name. She's, her mom is called, my mom's called.
So you can call
mom.
Her mother.
And we wanted you to get all of that with splashy curtains, cuttings from newspapers, advertising.
David Bowie,
everybody
pictures.
Hates punk. Yes. So yeah, thank you so much. Wow, very
thank
perceptive.
Thank you very much.
Very
thank you
perceptive.
Very much.
Hi.
What's your name and what's your question?
I'll gladly give you the props. What's your name and who's your question for?
My name's Kyle. My question is for the writing team. I understand while creating the elaborate game and the rules, you consulted genius game show director and host Sam Reich. What was that process like?
That's right. What was the question?
What
was the process of working with Sam Reich?
Yeah.
Can we speak candidly in front of all these people?
Please.
Sam has wonderful ideas. He's a smart man. He's a moral man. Does he think about what he does? Yes. Does he think about the words that he says? Yes. But... No, I got no notes on Sam. Sam's great.
Is he easy? Is he collaborative? Is he imaginative?
Yes. Does he respond quickly?
Did he think that the game ended up making sense? No. Did we then stop returning his emails? Yes.
He had a bunch
when
of...
When he said, listen, I think it's going to poke holes in it and you want the audience to go along, and we said,
who's this? In an email. And he said, it's Sam. I'm on a very large thread with you. You just responded. And we said, we think you have the
fine,
wrong
we're
email.
Fine, We're fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hello, what's your name? Who's your question for?
Hello, my name is Jeremiah. My question is for the original creator of Frog Knight. Can you speak to your involvement in the upcoming Frog Knight sequel or prequel spinoff from HBO Prime's Frogs of the Marsh?
Did we invite her?
We didn't.
We didn't tell her
no.
we were doing
Here's
this.
The thing. We didn't get her...
Permission?
Per se, to
And
put,
if you could all be cool...
Yeah. Here's the thing. When we were doing this musical, we were like, let's find the most obscure property to put in it as a student film so that, one, we don't have to come up with a plot for a whole student film, and then, two, it will seem like cohesive and all that. And... Then she sold it to HBO Max just a couple of weeks later. So that's egg on our face. But if you could all be cool and not tell her that her property is in this property.
Faithfully rendered.
That would be cool. Because it does have a lot of spoilers for the upcoming series.
Sorry. Spoiler warning.
They all eat shawarma at the end.
That's a seal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yes, hello. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name's Scott. I have a question for the set designer.
Us again, yes.
Yeah, love y'all. So I was wondering, I found that it was really impressive and also really strange how for the tunnel sequence, you guys actually had tunnels running through the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I was really confused how you did that, what the effect of it, did the zombie moles have something to do with it? Uh-huh. Is the stage still sound? What's the deal with
well,
that?
Well, here's
That's
the
a great
problem.
Question.
It's sort of a remnant of an earlier version of the show, much of which took place underground with the zombie moles. So we had all of this, like, you see it very briefly in this show, but if you had seen the larger 4-hour version, it was about 3 hours of zombie moles and then 1 hour.
And then we got back to the family.
And we got back to the family. And we were told in editing that that was maybe not the right balance to strike.
Sure. But I suppose for you now, we'll perform the cut zombie moles.
Yes, that's right.
Secrets, but now here's a secret once more. That actually we are also zombies, so we don't want secrets, we want brains in store.
There's one thing I will do, I won't waste this second chance to go up and live my life plain. So if I get to come back as a zombie mole, I got one.
No more secrets, just brains.
was always digging a hole and then cheating on my wife.
And when I was a mole, I was also digging a hole and then being a top secret spy.
I was always lying to my friends about things that I had done. My life has been made plain. I don't have to tell secrets. All I gotta do is eat brains. No more secrets. Just brains.
No more secrets. Just brains. The mole is saying goodbye to the mole.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.